Hello, everyone. This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcasts, and my name is Jared Houle. I am the grandson of I call her Mimi, and it's my grandmother, Billy Brim. And I got my brother, Brandon.
Yes.
Brandon Brim. Yes. And
my wife, sister, Destiny Raina yeah. Brim.
Hi.
Brandon's wife, my sister-in-law.
Yes.
So we'll be covering for this Christmas week. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Is today Christmas Eve?
Let's see. Today is Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
We're, of course, recording about 2 weeks out, but...
I kind of threw you on a loop there, and I said that you kind of had to look around, make sure it's Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I looked around, like I physically looked. I don't know if that was going to tell me anything. I was looking for you guys to nod your head yes.
Right.
But anyways, we had, you know, I know Brandon. A couple weeks, he's visiting, kind of in town. They're living out in L.A.
Yes.
And he just had something the Lord's been kind of revealing him on the name of Jesus, and. That was kind of what we're going to be talking about this week, but the Lord kind of brought up, I think it is about the name of Jesus. It's your testimony.
Yes. Yeah.
Your testimony is because of the name.
Yeah.
And the Lord just kind of brought that out yesterday.
Right.
You're talking about a song.
Yes. You have a song. You have a testimony. You have a story that needs to be told. And maybe not
told, yeah,
told
right.
right now. Yeah. But maybe right now it doesn't seem like you haven't been able to tell anyone it, but there's going to come a time mm-hmm. where you will. And it's not going to just help. It's not just for you. Do you really think that your testimony is just for you alone? No. It's for people to hear.
Yeah, just for
and
you.
Don't let the enemy discourage you that you don't right. have anything to say or you're just kind of in the background. No, you're not.
And I think it's interesting just because last night in prayer, I was, you know, just praying for someone and it kept coming up, their song. I have yes. never prayed that over someone in the spirit. And I know it was just, it's in context of today, what we're talking about.
Mm. Yes.
And I heard a minister one time, and it's so good. You guys know that scripture, where sin abounds.
Yes.
Grace much more abounds. Well, that sin is not the verb.
Right.
Sin. It's the noun mm-hmm. sin. So what do I mean by that? When I think of verb sin, I think committing sin.
Yes.
Right.
Like an action.
An action. But no, that sin is the noun. Like the noun. What is sin? What's the enemy? Kill, steal, or destroy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's sin.
And we're going to be talking about that later on this week.
Okay. So the sin, kill, steal, or destroy. So wherever you see sin, kill, steal, or destroy, anything where the right. enemy is, grace much more abounds.
Yes.
So I know you people, the Lord has something for you today to hear, and you might be seeing death. You might be seeing something that's been stolen from you. Mm-hmm. You might be something that's trying to be destroyed in your life. You might be seeing it because you know what about sin? You know what it does? It manifests itself in the natural. That's where it manifests.
Yeah. Right.
But the things of God are than the spirit.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're from the spirit. And they will they do manifest mm-hmm. in the
yes.
natural. And they are more real. They're from the spirit. Grace much more abounds.
Yeah. Yes.
You know those things where the enemy is coming into your life to attack you.
Mm-hmm.
You know that's a reflection of what the grace abounding in your life has already been
right.
acting in.
Right. Right, that's good.
The enemy reacts to God, not vice versa.
Right.
So those things in people's lives this week, whatever they need to hear,
right.
what was taught about yesterday, their song, whatever they see specifically being attacked in your life.
Right.
And that part, and you think you're insignificant in that area, you want to know why it is being attacked? Because you have a superabounding grace in that mm-hmm. area. And the enemy's just trying to make you think
yeah.
otherwise.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. That's good.
I know I wanted to tell Brandon between the radio that, like, bro, I remember, you know, this so-and-so said this. And he goes, dude, just say it. Say it during radio. I was like, fine. You know.
That's no, good.
That's good.
That's really good. And just to recap, we talked about yesterday how I was watching a movie and this lady was addicted to drugs and not living right. And then at the very end, she goes to church and her daughter's singing a solo. And she comes in and she starts singing. And then the Lord spoke to me that night. The enemy is trying to steal your song. And I was like, what does that mean? Steal your songs. It's your testimony. The Lord told me it's not just physically a song. It's your testimony.
Right.
And then the Lord had me turn to Revelation. And it said, I think it's Revelations 12:11. And it says, and they defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony. So that's just a little recap of yesterday. And... it's just powerful. Everyone has a song. Everyone has a testimony. And don't let the enemy tell you that you don't. Mm-hmm. So today, we are going to talk about the power in the name of Jesus. And the Lord gave me this message. He burned it in my spirit. So I pray today, And these rest of these days of the week here, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and today, that'll be burned in your spirit. You won't just forget about it. When you say that name that's above all other names, when you say that name, Jesus, it'll be more real to you. And my prayer today is that you get a revelation of it. So like right now, let's open up in prayer. Dear Lord, we love you. We honor you. We thank you, Father God, for everyone that's listening. Lord, you know every need they have in their life. I pray, Father God, that this message will be a landmark. They'll remember it. And when they call on your name, that they won't just be calling on a name. They know the faith in your name, the power in your name, and what your name means. In the name of Jesus, amen.
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 We're going to start off with Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3, and I know if you guys are driving, I want you guys just to listen to this. But if you're at home, I would encourage you to turn to the scriptures, Acts chapter 3, and read along with me. All right, Acts chapter 3. Peter and John...
Is it verse 1?
Yes, right. Verse 1. Acts chapter 3, verse 1. Peter and John went to the temple one afternoon to take part in the 3 o'clock prayer service. I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. As they approached the temple, a man lame from birth was being carried in. Each day he was put beside the temple gate, the one called the Beautiful Gate, so he could beg from the people going into the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for some money. Peter and John looked at him intently, and Peter said, "Look at us." I like it there in verse 4. It says, Peter and John looked at him intently. Could you imagine that look they gave him? Look at us. In verse 5, we're starting with verse 5. Then the lame man looked at him eagerly expecting some money. But Peter said, "I don't have any silver or gold for you." Let me repeat that. But Peter said, "I don't have any silver or gold for you, but I'll give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, get up and walk." Then verse 7. Then Peter took the lame man by the right hand and helped him up. As he did, the man's feet and ankles were instantly healed and strengthened. He jumped up, stood on his feet, and began to walk. Then, walking, leaping, and praising God, he went into the temple with them. All the people, I like that, all the people, not just a little bit, all the people, saw him walking and heard him, praising God. When they realized he was a lame beggar they'd seen so often at the Beautiful Gate, they were absolutely astounded. They all rushed out in amazement to Solomon's colonnade, where the man was holding tightly to Peter and John. Hallelujah. This just stirs me up. We're going to start with verse 12. Peter saw his opportunity and addressed the crowd. "People of Israel," he said, "what is so surprising about this?" I like that. "People of Israel, what is so surprising about this?" And the Lord kind of showed me, Brandon, it shouldn't be surprising when things like this happen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This should be the norm.
Yeah.
If something's the norm, you're not going to be surprised by it. What is so surprising about this? I like that. "And why stare at us, though we made this man walk by our own power or godliness?" See, if you don't be careful, some people think it's you that's going to heal them. You, Peter and John, some people might think, well, Peter and John made, they were a great man of God. They're just like us. They didn't make him walk. Some people will think, man, if I just have that evangel, that guy lay his hands on me. No. It's Jesus in them.
Yeah, it's for them to point to Jesus.
Yes.
They will look at man, but it's for you to point to Jesus.
Yeah. And then in verse 16, they tell you what happened, how he was healed. "Through faith in the name of Jesus." Through mm-hmm. faith in the name of Jesus. This man was healed. And you know how crippled he was before. Faith in Jesus' name has healed him before your very eyes. Faith mm-hmm. in Jesus' name. That's how he was healed. Mm-hmm. That name belongs to us. Faith in Jesus' name.
Right.
And that word faith, I just looked up the definition of it. Just, you know, we all know faith and we all know what it means and we've heard lots of messages on it. But just to break it down, complete trust in someone. God, complete trust. Do you believe Jesus can heal you? You got to believe it. You can't just, through faith in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
We have to know the power in that name. We have to know the holiness in that name. what that name means, how God gave him that name that's above all other names. And I would encourage you guys, have faith in the name of Jesus. Believe in that name. You know, we all kind of talk about it, and we all said, Jesus, you know, God bless you, and Jesus loves you. And do we really know the power in that name? What that name means? And I'm just, the Lord just burned this in me, and I've been studying it. The power in that name. The power in that name. Verse 16 again, through faith in the name of Jesus, this man was healed. Faith in Jesus' name has healed him before your very eyes. Praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. And my prayer is that you guys would, today, you guys would know faith in that name of Jesus. And this week, we're going to be talking more about it. I'm going to be having you guys turn to a lot of scriptures. Complete trust in that name. So I want you guys to tune in. If you guys haven't been with us all yesterday, I want you guys to, I would encourage you guys to go to the archive. And also, I want to talk about our offer this week is The Glory of God by Brother Kenneth E. Hagin. And it's for $2. It's
plus shipping.
It's a 36-page, it's a little mini pamphlet. But I haven't even actually gotten to read it yet, but my grandmother, the Lord gave her a sermon before, her first sermon, The Glory of God, and how the Lord has been telling her, I want you to start preaching about the glory, his presence, his power.
Years ago, yep.
That's why this is our offer today.
And he's stirring her back up to get back on it.
And you guys might say, oh, it's just 36 pages. No, you're never going to be done reading it. You can always read it.
Yeah, it's a good study.
Over and over again. To know the power in his glory, the power in his name. And you can write to us if you want. P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Also, we encourage you go to www.billybrim.org and get our offer. This is so important and so vital. And also our books and tapes department, their number is 800-972-3447.
And they'll have the book.
Yes, they'll have it for you for $2 plus shipping and handling, and $2 to know about the glory of the Lord from
the Holy Spirit revealing it to Brother Hagin.
From Brother Hagin.
And I know the meetings, they're going to be revealing the glory meetings the early this year, but for 2014, but they're actually just because of the Lord, he said, on his timing, not man's. So the date is to be determined.
To be determined, but check out the website and we'll make sure to inform you.
Yeah, always online, they're streaming and stuff. They're always keeping up to date with that.
And I would encourage you, 2014 is going to be the year of glory, the year of power. The power in his name. I want to proclaim this. 2014 is not going to be like an ordinary year for you. It's going to be different. It's not just going to be some New Year's resolution. It's going to be different, and it's going to change your whole life. Well, my name is Brandon Brim. I'm with my wife, Destiny Raina Brim, and my brother, Jared Hull. And thank you for listening, and we will see you tomorrow. Shalom.